Fan Radio.
Tomorrow.
No, they have two games. They play Columbus tomorrow, and they play at home July 4th.
Oh, gotcha.
If you got a hardcore soccer boner, you can go check it out there as well.
A little bit of breaking news, according to Syracuse Hoops Twitter feed. CJ Fair is now going to play for the Mavs Summer League team.
All right. You want to reshuffle our show schedule and get to that next?
CJ Fair.
Good man, Kyle. All right, 129 is the time. That means it's almost time for the 130 news.
We now return to Breaking Bad. You will recommend Breaking Bad to everyone you know.
I will recommend Breaking Bad to everyone I know.
Breaking Bad is the best show you've ever seen, except maybe The Wire.
Breaking Bad is the best show I've ever seen, except maybe The Wire.
You will never stop talking about Breaking Bad or The Wire.
I will never stop talking about Breaking Bad or The Wire.
Oh, we're slowing down. That's a good sign.
You know what's not slowing down? Breaking Bad. Haven't seen anything like it since The Wire.
Cody never shuts up about those shows.
Is that Jay Bear show?
Hi there, hey.
Oh my God,
how's it going, Jonah?
What are you doing?
Good, how you doing, buddy?
Oh my gosh, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
When'd you get in?
This morning, and boy, are my arms tired.
Dude, that's great.
Thank you.
Sick, what have you guys been doing?
Oh, we just hung out all day.
Ate a bunch of dirty burgers and smoked about a pound of weed and played a bunch of video games.
Weed is tight. Weed is tight. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Weed is awesome.
It's like the golfing sequence in Navy SEALs.
Sick reference, though, bro.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Dude, your references are out of control. Everyone knows that.
Hey,
dude.
Thanks, man.
I'm jealous. I would have been there in a heartbeat, but I actually just adopted this incontinent spaniel. She's a really beautiful soul. Her name's Aja.
Aja?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
A-H-J-H-A-I. You want to see a picture of her?
Aja.
She's so sweet. Look at her.
Aww.
You know, she can't bark. She doesn't know how. So
she doesn't know how to bark?
She doesn't know how to bark. So I've tried to teach her, and she just kind of screams. And so she was up, had her face smushed against the cage, and was like, ah!
Yeah, cool.
The cable company to say, we need $8 per subscriber. Because if you don't have us on there, a lot of people are just going to say, I don't want you at all.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's a really, I'm sorry. It's a really interesting concept because,
oh my gosh.
What ultimately happens is, I'm sorry. I apologize. And hopefully
you're doing great.
No, man, I'm praying for you and thinking too, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. I'll just pull the cord here, I guess. I mean, I had a pretty good point, but, I forgot it.
Yeah.
All right. It's 2:10.
I only came here to do two things, man. Kick some ass and drink some beer. Looks like we're almost out of beer.
Yo, what's up? It's Steve Aoki, and guess what? I never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. AP1's right about now. Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket presents the Super Bad Radio Program.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Today's special occasions include Today in DFW Sports, a look into the world of Dez, and how is COVID-19 affecting the sports world today? Also, the jubilant Julie Dobbs, What's a Mino Again, Me the Killer, R.I.P. Bob. And now two guys who canceled all of their in-studio audiences, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell!
It's Yoki Pocket Time!
All right.
Yeah, I really did enjoy that.
Yep. I did too.
Do it again.
Tremendous effort.
Dan McDowell!
You said do it again.
Kind of a Tarzan vibe to that one. And I like it.
Yeah, I can't believe. I'm sure Mino also is pretty shocked someone listened to him. Like, wow, he just.
I didn't think he was actually going to do it.
Did it actually right after I said do it again.
One more time. Just
that
kidding.
A really long time. Can you hold your breath for a long amount of time, like underwater, too?
I think at least a minute.
He's a tuba guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a tuba guy.
Those are some lungs over there. Just saying.
Well, welcome to show number.
What I mean.
Show number 22 of the Dan and Jake experiment. Not sure how this thing's going so far, but, you know.
We live to fight another day.
Got a little tray.
Just trying to hang with you.
We are just trying to hang with you. And today, we are featuring Julie on the tickers, Mino on the board. And as you probably can already ascertain, Killer Jason Kellison is going to be our producer.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
For today. And let's see. I think we just kind of almost want to lead off with Killer. If that's a good plan or not, I don't know. But Killer was starting to tell us a story in our meeting.
I might say he was champing at the bit, as he was once upon a time on Black Friday.
And we all know how that turned out for me. Good morning, gentlemen.
But I was the guy in the construction vest, the vest with a couple of those reflectors on him, you know, and the hard hat. And I had the little sign that I can flip around, and it was yield, but then I turned it to stop. And I put out my palm and said, Killer, say no more. Whatever we had planned for 1210, we are scrapping that. Now, I'm not sure if Killer can land the delivery of a story, like, you know, words and putting them together so that you can understand them.
That's called the drop third strike. That is my weakness.
But I do know that Killer has the meat of a story that at least in the meeting, sounded very interesting. And I think you would agree, right, Jake? This is a 50-50 thing, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You weren't thinking this is a bad idea, so let us give the floor to the Killer.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Jake.
For a fireside chat.
Was that real?
That was real.
Yeah, it just happened. Did it again.
And Julie's like, yes, she's cheering. Back in December, I gave my brother and my sister-in-law tickets to a Mavs game this past Sunday night to go see the Pacers and the Mavs play.
We were there.
In the thought of, this would be a great double date.
Women's
I got
night.
Tickets for them, and I got tickets for my wife and I to go to the game together. We're going to have dinner, drinks before the game, enjoy the game, just bond together as brothers tend to hang out and stuff, and we're like bringing our wives in.
Is he like you?
Is he like me?
Yeah. I'm interested in knowing a little bit about the Killer's brother.
My brother's a really shy guy. He's real quiet, real timid.
You're extrovert life of the party.
Oh, yeah. I'm the extrovert of the family, definitely.
Just you two?
No, we have a sister.
Why? What was the tone of that? No, we have a sister.
All upset. How old is she?
She is 40.
All right.
Brother is 37.
All right.
But
40-year-old sister. Interested. Go ahead.
Getting back onto the story.
Sure. Just want to get a little flavor of the Killer
and
how he grew up. Your age?
I am 43.
Okay, so you're the oldest kid.
I'm the oldest, yes.
The sister is the middle, and then
the
your younger brother. Okay, and you're bonding with your brother at the...
We're going to bond with my brother and my sister-in-law. Double date, go see the game, had drinks before the game, hang out. Well, my wife and I get there, and we go down to the seats, because they didn't show up for dinner, so we're like, oh, they're just running late or whatever. We get there, we go down to our seats, and my sister-in-law is there, but she's sitting there with her father. My brother's nowhere to be seen. And we
Her father would be no anything to you, not an
no,
in-law
nothing at all,
or...
just a guy.
He's just some dude, yeah.
Just a guy.
It's your brother's wife's father, so he's some dude you've seen a few times.
The previous Monday, my brother and I had talked and confirmed plans to go to the game together and everything, so we're all good to go.
Okay, five, six days prior. All right.
Talked early in the afternoon, confirmed everything, gave him some good family news and everything, so he was really happy and stoked about going to the game and just going to have a great time. Well, fast forward to the game, we're sitting there, I'm sitting next to my sister-in-law, and she's not really talking to me at all. I'm trying to start some type of conversation, figure out what's going on with my brother, where he's at, because I hadn't heard anything.
She wasn't just thrown off by KP's shot?
No, she was complaining. She was complaining about Mavs rebounding and all this other...
Did she say why they didn't show up to dinner?
No.
So they just didn't. They just walked up to the seat, sat down.
She barely said 20 words to me the entire game.
And you actually had like a table for four. And
we had a table for four. We were ready and waiting to go. I was willing to buy their dinner. Going to buy a round of drinks. We're going to have a good time.
By you, you mean your wife's credit card.
Yeah, my wife's credit card. Right. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
But, so we're sitting there talking, and she's not talking to me at all. Matter of fact, her father might have said more to me than she did the entire game. Fast forward later on the night, she sends me a text and says, thank you for the tickets to the game. We really had a great time. Have you talked to your brother? I'm like, no, I haven't talked to my brother. I was going to ask you where he was. She's like, well, you need to call your brother and talk to him. I'm like, okay. So I text my brother and say, hey, dude, what's up? Where were you? Didn't hear anything back from me that night.
Uh-oh.
On Monday afternoon, my brother calls me and says, hey, Channing called dad's phone. Well, he calls me from my dad's cell phone, by the way. And I'm like, what's going on here? He's like, hey, just to give you a heads up, Channing on Monday filed for divorce. So knowing,
but still use the still tickets that you bought for your brother
to come to the game.
She used his tickets.
She used his tickets, but they had decided.
You set it up as a brother bonding night.
Yeah. And they had decided
like you
that.
You didn't really invite her. You invited him and whoever he wanted.
Courtesy.
It's a courtesy. They had decided not to use the tickets. And that he would call me and let me know.
Your brother and his wife had decided jointly, let's just sit this one out.
Yeah.
Let's not make
so
it
so Monday afternoon, he talked to you and confirmed,
we're
going
good.
To the game, we're going to have dinner, we'll meet you at such and such.
An hour later, she gives him papers. And by the way, on Tuesday morning, she canceled his cell phone. So he couldn't even call me.
Does he have a similar situation as you where the wife is kind of the breadwinner?
No, it's the exact opposite, except for the one bill that she was responsible for was the cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, I could cancel my wife's, right?
Yeah.
Where it's on our, I pay it, she pays me, and then I pay it together. So that's probably pretty common, right? Most people have a joint cell phone bill.
Yeah, we split our bills. Like, I take
Yeah, we do 50-50. We don't have joint checking or anything. We just pay all of our bills together.
So you pay the bill, and your wife will Venmo you money?
Unless it's something we can pay on a joint credit card. We don't have a shared checking account. So we have a joint credit card. So
but why don't you just pay that bill, and then she'll pay a different one, and but you keep track of who's paid what?
Yeah,
pay
like,
each other
well,
back?
I pay all of them. And then so that's the one thing I handle, is just paying all the bills, and I give her a monthly total, and then she just pays me. Like. Huh. We don't have a joint checking account. And some of them we just pay with our joint credit card.
I don't have a joint checking account either.
But your wife doesn't work, or she does, but she doesn't. You know, me and my wife are an equitable.
You guys make equal amounts of, or similar amounts of money.
Right. And so when we do, I would say half the stuff we buy is on the joint credit card, which we just each pay half of at the end of the month, right? So diapers or groceries or the going out to eat, going on a trip together. That goes on the credit card, and we each pay our half at the end of the month. So I just add up the bill total, and if she has to go do something that's like, you know, a few hundred dollars, and she doesn't have a joint credit card on her, I'll send her half of it. We pay for half of everything.
Hmm.
This is another topic for another day.
Well,
I feel like you guys have talked about this before.
I mean, it seems weird to me that I would say, here, I'll pay this $280 cell phone bill if you'll grab the gas bill for $25. I mean, it's just easy. I just pay all of them on one card, and then I send it to her. I would think this would work very well with your neat, clean line OCD-ness. And I mean,
I don't see why she ever then pays you back. Just pay for it. Who cares?
But it's half of her bill and half of mine. Like, her cell phone bill and my cell phone bill are on the same plan. Yeah. So why would I
pay... But if she goes out and buys groceries, does she give you a bill for half of it?
No, she puts it on the joint credit card. And then we pay that together, half, at the end of the month. The goal here is that you want to try to avoid as much as you can something that I think happens to a lot of people in relationships, particularly when they're both working, is a sort of a built-up disdain for the other person because you feel like you're carrying more of your own weight. If she wants to go buy a pair of shoes, or she wants to go pay for this or that or whatever, a workout class that costs way more than the one I go to, she pays for it. If I want to go...
On her personal credit card.
Or her own debit or credit or whatever. If I want to go do something, then, You know, we split everything unless it's something for just one of us. Because some bills are way more than the other, and it's just easier to have one person in charge of bills. I just pay all bills.
I agree with every comment Julie has made, which is, But we should get back to this because you're more going killer. To be on the show every day.
Okay.
More killer.
Killer, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm very interested in what you're saying because I think it's weird, but maybe I'm the weird one. I will leave that open for possibility.
Well, I think it's probably the deal that people don't usually have two people working at this age and having a baby, but maybe if Killer's brother had taken my plan under advisement, he'd still be married.
Okay, yeah, so let's go back to Killer's brother.
I am.
All right, back to you. I'm sorry.
She canceled the cell phone bill.
She canceled the cell phone bill and basically kicked him out of the house.
So now, Tuesday, okay, so he's calling from your dad's
phone.
He's
calling
because
my
he has no
house.
Phone.
He has no phone.
All of his contacts, all of everything.
I'm going to add to the level of sorry here, by the way. She wanted to adopt a dog, a rescue dog, and they adopted it. And it was her dog. But guess who now has the dog?
She doesn't want it?
She didn't want the dog. She said, you can take the dog with you.
That's awesome.
So now he has the dog, has no cell phone, didn't get to go to the Mavs game, and had to tell me that he's getting a divorce through my dad's cell phone.
This is sad.
My brother...
All right, let's go through it here.
Really sad.
I think, first of all, my first reaction is just, it sounds weird to me that... And I guess everyone's relationship is different, just like some people are like, hey, I'll pay all the expensive ones and you can just pay the cheap ones, and that seems fair. I would have been on the phone with him that night when he no-showed dinner and no-showed the game.
I texted him and I called him.
Oh, because his phone didn't work.
I take that back. I did not call him. I texted him, say, hey, what's up? And I know that he has to be at work at like 4 in the morning, and I didn't want to call him and wake him up just to find out... why he wasn't at a game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then he called me.
But why did he not take the tickets?
I don't know.
Oh, you say they mutually decided, let's not go to the game.
They mutually decided not to use the tickets. And so,
but then she decided,
she faked him out.
I'm going to take him.
I'm going to take my dad.
At least it wasn't a new guy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kind of support her here a little bit, that it was just old pops.
But I'm sitting there Monday night, I'm thinking,
yes,
that's really sorry. Why you don't do that to somebody? If you're gonna do this, go through this whole rigmarole, you do not go and hang out with
the brother,
the family of the guy you're divorcing,
and not saying she
and
didn't
not
tell
say
you
at all,
she's just like,
anything at all.
We'll call him.
Yeah, call him. By the way, you can't call him. I canceled his
and you
phone.
Paid for the tickets.
I paid for the tickets,
or the wife did.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Either way,
but you guys have an agreement.
Tell us, like your brother's side of the family.
You had mentioned something else in the meeting about like her Facebook handle or something.
Oh yeah, my wife pointed this out to me because I have a Facebook but I never get on it, and she pointed out to me that part of her profile is she is Killer's sister-in-law. It's listed on there as an identifier.
Her identity is
she's gonna have to change
up
that.
Is through you.
I don't think it's just that she has to change it. What was your comment, Dan?
What did I say?
It would be one thing if it was like, hey, I'm Al Michaels' grandson.
But if you identify as Killer's sister-in-law,
what is going on?
What are you reaching for there?
Wow, man.
What rung to
How'd
hang
your
on?
Wife take this? Is
oh,
she
my
like,
wife.
That bitch.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I love
she
it.
She is not happy. Matter of fact, she's like, can I go off on her now? Like,
how'd your brother react whenever you told him, hey, they came to the game and used the tickets?
On Monday when I told him, he was like, he had some nice words, you know, just kind of like what you just said, but a lot more colorful.
And then, so you're saying, chutzpah. He says, we're going to the game 5 days from now. We'll see you then. We're going to meet at dinner. So an hour later, how does she hand him papers? How does that all occur?
Well, doesn't somebody?
She was at home waiting for
it, right?
Oh, she was waiting for him.
He and I were both driving.
He got home.
Yeah, he and I were both in the car.
And she says, "Hey, by the way, we're getting divorced."
Yeah. What? Another thing I just realized is why didn't my parents call and tell me what was going on?
Yeah, I think that's
they knew.
They knew. Well, yeah,
for a week.
He got kicked out of his house and he moved in with them.
Oh, then they knew.
And he's using my dad's cell phone
to
call me.
Just love being around you guys.
He's like, Killer just can't take this right now. We're going to dump him on it when it's all said and done.
We're going to wait till next Monday. Let's let him go to the game. And have a good
let
time.
Him enjoy the game, and then we'll tell him what happened.
Wasn't Larry's dad dead for like 2 weeks before anyone told him on Curb or something like that? And he missed the funeral.
Well, it's somewhat like,
tell me.
It's pretty important that I kind of need to know what's going on in my family. I need to know my brother's being divorced.
Well, this is the nth degree of my. I do have a rule that if a loved one dies, mom, grandma, whoever, at 3 a.m., don't call me. You can tell me at 10 a.m. Unless I'm able to go resuscitate them somehow. You know, if you're calling me at 3 a.m., I better be able to do something at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you wake me up to tell me some terrible news? Now I'm awake all night and you've ruined my whole next day. My day will be bad already, but now I'm also, you've affected my health. Noon. 10 a.m.
What if it's Jake that passed away the night before?
Well,
don't you want
to
know
that?
I need to know that for the next day's show.
As much time as possible to prep. Yeah. I'm envisioning a scenario where if Killer didn't have these basketball game tickets, he might not know now.
There's a good chance I wouldn't know.
Yeah, there's really no need for him to be aware.
Well, that's awesome, Killer.
Glad I could finally bring something to the show.
No, that was good, Killer.
That was good.
I was going to say I'm sorry for your loss, but I guess it's no big
loss.
It's nothing for you. I'm sorry that you had to sit at the game, not with your brother.
That was really awkward.
Sorry for Chris Stapps.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry they had to mess it up for you. All right. Well, let's start off with DFW Sports Today, kind of, right? We're going to label this segment Rony Sports next.